when I was in grade school, I remember chilling with my friends, having rap battles at lunch, with my hair slicked back in little Bow Wow cornrows. Coming from that to becoming a chocolate chip surrounded by Sia with cream in high school, let's just say the culture shock was overwhelming. I went from being able to relate with my bros on a deeper level to having superficial conversations about class, work, and teachers. I didn't realize the ignorance that some of my peers possessed when it came to situations regarding race. In my classes, I had to make my voice matter. As the only black person in many of my classes, I found myself becoming the spokesman for all black people. 2016. It was my final year of high school, and my classmates and I were almost at the finish line. I was so ready to get out of there and begin my life in college. After the last chemistry exam of the marking period, my teacher threw an end-of-the-year party for all of us. We had chips, drinks, and cupcakes. All we needed now was the music, and we decided that Broccoli by Dram was the way to go. I'm hitting the Dougie and Nene with my friends and laughing while rapping the lyrics. Hey, little mama, would you like to be my sunshine? But what I did not realize was that my non-black counterparts thought it would be all right to say nigga. Yes, nigga. At this moment, I knew I had to say something. I had to make my voice matter, not only for myself, but for my community. I walked up to the front of the class and proceeded to turn off the music. I was known for having a bold personality and telling someone off when I needed to. But I simply told them that using that word was harmful and that they should never say it again. My classmates looked at me in utter confusion and asked me why. Why? It was at this moment when I discovered that they genuinely did not understand. I was perplexed as to why they did not know, but regardless, I stopped and tried to put myself in their shoes. People who have grown up around the same people all their lives just don't know any better. They were oblivious. I explain why using this is disrespectful due to the historical context the word carries. Did your ancestors have to pick cotton to farm against their will? Nope. Were your ancestors beaten and whipped when they were defiant? Nope. Were your ancestors lynched, raped, and taken away from their families? No. Nigga, a phrase once used as a tool of oppression towards African Americans, has now turned into a liberated, highly contextual term. For African Americans only. We have reclaimed nigga, using it as a word of endearment, while the non-black students in my class said it just because it was a song lyric. As I explained this, my classmates began to understand that they should not use the word. Instead of being aggressive and offended, I took the time to educate my peers and share a little piece of my life with them. My voice mattered. This moment sparked continued conversation throughout the rest of the week. I created a space where individuals felt free to talk about it and share their beliefs. If the conversations aren't started, then people will remain clueless and ignorant.